We are back again. Eminem, there's possibly no rapper that has ever caused as much controversy and offended as many sensibilities as the blonde-haired boy wonder from Detroit. Eminem, his mortality offended groups like GLAAD, Mothers Against Violence, the FCC, politicians, pop stars, some of them several times over, and rightly so in some cases. In some cases, a lot of artists would never get a second chance after speaking a word to Eminem. And some will never get a second chance to say the things that he said. But one thing that definitely keeps us coming back listening is his undeniable wordsmith, his skills, his self-awareness for the game, and Eminem just wanting to be better at what he does. If you went back and look at Eminem's first ever song off his EP, he was already starting to push lyrical boundaries. My pen and paper cause a train reaction to get your brain relaxing. The Zanny acting maniac in action, a brainiac in fact, son, you mainly lack attraction. Look, from the first four bars of that, the first song, like I said, he was pushing boundaries. He was rhyming incredible complex syllable patterns, four syllable buildup chains. The first two, when it just kept repeating in tight runs. Look, brain relaxing, Zanny acting, maniac in action, before switching to a different set of sounds all together. The dude is just the way he does it is totally, totally different. And then you look at Just Don't Give a Fuck on verse 2. What's he say? I'm nicer than Pete, but I'm on a search to crush a milk bone. I'm everlasting. I melt vanilla ice like silicone, right? The second verse of that song, a foundational song in a development of Eminem's persona and style. It's beginning with him tearing down his predecessors. You know, Prime Minister, Pete Nice, MC Search, Everlast, Milkbone, Vanilla Ice. They were all white rappers before him. Everlast, Milkbone, Vanilla Ice. They would all later take shots back, but none of them, they all just bounced off him. Look, I'm nicer than Pete, but I'm on a search to crush a milkbone. I'm everlasting. I melt vanilla ice like silicone. You know what I mean? So if you look at that, he's just basically saying he was coming at all the white rappers before him. I mean, that's right away, he goes to spilling his coffee on the first dry. Yo, I just want to thank everybody for joining me. Can We Keep It Real podcast, man? We're going to stick with Eminem's earlier stuff. Like, let's look at Role Model, his first verse. The line from Role Model, Eminem started redirecting the criticism for his content to society at large, basically saying, yo, it's you. The kinds of taboo and violence that Eminem promotes, he says, are exactly the same kind consistently on display on shows. You look at Jerry Springer. While Springer pits unstable people against each other on camera, you beef with me, I'm going to even the score equally. Take you on Jerry Springer and beat your ass legally. Like, just the wordplay. The wordplay that he would pop back with. The way I am, another one. I'm not Mr. NSYNC. I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly. I can be a prick if you tempt me. My tank is on empty. Look, some of his hits was on the borderline of pop, right? So he found himself on TRL, on MTV, you know, all the pop things, sharing a lot of the same stages with a lot of these pop stars that he would diss in his tracks. The Real Slim Shady, My Name Is. But then he flips it, right, with The Way I Am. You know, that was a very dark side of Eminem. And, you know, he really found a lot of new fame. Look at the lyrics in that. And since birth, I've been cursed with the curse to just curse and just blurt this berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps itself to relieve all this tension dispensed in these sentences. Getting the stress that's been eating me recently off of this chest. Like, dude, and at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freak see me out in the street in the feed and we eat and my daughter would not come and speak to me. Like, the dude is just nice. So we're going to go to Stan verse 4. But what's this shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit, clowning dog. Come on, how fucked up is you? Right there, he's rapping out a 4-part film, right? And on Stan, everyone knows Stan. Stan became a popular name. On every single verse, it gets deeper and deeper. The listeners are understanding of Stan's character, his life, how the process is so deranged. I mean, a lot of people know this song by heart, but the ending always reaches people and they get uncomfortable with it, an emotional pitch. I mean, he basically goes into the what a Stan's crazy fanhood is, adding the new word to, and he was the first one to put a new word in a dictionary, basically, Stan. You look at his second verse in Dr. Dre, forgot about Dre. I don't give a fuck if it's Doc or not. I'm hotter than me trying to park a Dodge when I'm drunk as fuck right next to a humongous truck in a 2-car garage. How's he come up with this shit? I mean, he's unpredictable freestyle, his lyrics, the conceptual flexibility that this dude has. I mean, he's just a kingpin persona Dr. Dre cultivated, right? Dr. Dre, incredible what he made with Eminem. You are the doctor, man. Look at Forget About Dre. I need a doctor. Forget About Dre to make sure everybody recognizes how majestic Dre is. Eminem, standing by Dr. Dre like a cartoon. Except for Dre and Slim Shady, the rhyming is passionate at best. I mean, some say that line is one of the greatest extended metaphors in rap. I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm hotter than me trying to park a Dodge when I'm drunk as fuck right next to a humongous truck in a 2-car garage. He's basically saying, yo, next to Dre, like, he's the humongous truck. Renegade. Snoop Dogg won't go on a track with M. And say because Eminem killed Jay-Z in this shit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you just to cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment. Yo, tough bars. One of the most unforgettable moments on the Jay-Z's masterpiece, The Blueprint, has little to do with Jay-Z. Renegade really is all Eminem. He produced the beat. He has a standout verse, and he paints a more compelling picture of himself as an American renegade than Jay-Z did. Nas brought it up, spoke truth on his Jay-Z diss track Ether. Eminem murdered you on your own shit. And then, still early in his career, all I hear is lyrics, constant controversy. Sponsors working round the clock to try to stop my concert early. Surely hip-hop was never a problem in hip-hop in Harlem, only in Boston after it bothered the fathers of daughters starting to blossom. Bars. sponsors working around the clock trying to stop my concerts early. Hip-hop was never a problem in Harlem, only in Boston after it bothered the fathers of daughters starting to blossom. He ends up putting aside the criminal-minded, insane, Slim Shady alter ego, the Eminem Show. And he goes into a more social and political stance. Look, white America. It offers some of the most cutting insights. He wanted people to know that we knew this shit was fucked up and pushing the envelope. But there really was still a voice of reason somewhere. And Eminem was trying to say, I'm that voice. All I hear is lyric, concert, verbal responses, working round the clock to try to stop my concert early. Hip-hop was never a problem in Harlem, only in Boston. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to discuss. So this must mean I'm disgusting, but it's just me. I'm just obscene. I mean, without me, the tongue twisting and flexibility, again, he pushes the envelope, multiple flow patterns, insults around the musical elite of the day. He insults Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, Limp Bizkit, Moby, Prince, Elvis, whom he calls the king of controversy. Eminem followed Presley's lead to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Like, his bars just hit different. Maybe a lot of people don't rock with his shit, but you can't deny that his bars hit different. Going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't. Till I grew up, now I blew up. It makes you sick to your stomach. You listen to Cleaning Out My Closet, it runs back all the tragedy that occurred in Eminem's life up to then. His father leaving him as a kid, his troubled relationship with his mom, his wife Kim. I mean, it could either go either way, right? It's either about Munchausen syndrome, a mental illness in which caretakers exaggerate or fabricate of illnesses of their children to get sympathy of others. So basically, Munchausen syndrome, building off previous claims about cycling through the public housing system, right? Going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't, till I grew up, now I blew up, it makes you sick to your stomach. Lose yourself, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. Bars, man, you can't deny the bars, man, the lyrical patterns he puts together, the four-bar build-up. Definitely up there with the B.I.G., Nas, Life's a Bitch. His Lose Yourself is really one of the most widely memorized songs in all of hip-hop. It's diminished by the frequent appearance in commercials. It's a legendary track. He showcases an astonishing economy of language. I mean, so much is packed into these verses, and that makes the chorus hit like a tidal wave of inspiration, XXL went on to say. Rap God, school funky pill junkie, but look at the accolades. They still brung me full of myself, but I'm still hungry. I mean, he definitely dropped it, created a violent storm of controversy, homophobia, violent metaphors. Everything in Eminem's defense of his use of the word gay and faggot only shows how out of touch his politics and worldviews really, really are. I mean, so let me know what you think about this. Just figured we'd bring up some bars, Eminem, some of his early stuff and where and how good he actually was. It's your boy Mikey, man. Can We Keep It Real podcast, man. Yo, go back and check out Higher. I just uploaded it. Eminem and just listen to the lyrics? Do you listen to the music, or do you just skim through it, is what Jay-Z said. He said, do you listen, or do you just skim through it? We really have to take accountability. We really need to listen to what's being said in these lyrics, because they're breaking down a story. They're giving you an event in life. Eminem broke so much down even early in his career, where if he retired at that point, come on, school funky, pill junkie. I mean, he's still full of himself. He's still hungry. Like, so many crazy, crazy bars. All I hear is lyrics, controversy. I mean, that's still the way. But sometimes the shit just seems. Everybody only wants to discuss me. It's just mean. I'm disgusting. But it's just me. I'm just obscene. All right, yo. We out.